It would seem like our Pentagon is led by traitors, and they are deliberately trying to see American hardware destroyed. This was part of the engineered surrender in Afghanistan, leaving behind those tens of billions of dollars in equipment that you already mentioned. But in the Black Sea, in the region around Ukraine, this would be a very convenient way for the treasonous leaders of the Pentagon to dispose of a tremendous amount of American military hardware, and also to show America being defeated as Russia attacks. Now, we've got to go back to even the treasonous Obama administration, when Obama organized Iran being able to seize one of our military drones. The fake mainstream media claimed that that was a GPS spoofing capture of a U.S. drone. It was not. They flew it. They landed it right at a major airport in Iran. They handed it over to Iran so that Iran could have the decryption hardware of our drones so that they could try to reverse engineer the satellite-based decryption communication protocols that are used by the military. And then secondly, I know you remember this, Steve, under Obama, he allowed for, I think it was also Iran, to capture U.S. Navy boats. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Yep. And so that was the same deal. Obama handed over technology and then also allowed China to carry out the OPM hack. And that's the Office of Personnel Management, I believe, where China then gained access to the complete personnel records, including psychiatric evaluation notes for all U.S. military members, the entire FBI, the State Department, everybody in the federal government. All those records, including their social security numbers, home addresses, you know, divorce records, blackmail material galore, that was handed over to China by Obama. So all they need now, after the embarrassment of Afghanistan, is to have the U.S. shown as being defeated by Russian forces in Eastern Europe, and then that would probably be the end of the petrodollar, because at that point, globally, it would be very clear that the United States could no longer successfully project military power. Therefore, why should any other country in the world, especially Middle Eastern countries such as Saudi Arabia, why should they continue to respect the petrodollar? And as you know, Steve, and I'll turn it over to you, because I know you have a vast amount of knowledge in this area, once the petrodollar collapses, the dollar is done. The U.S. empire is over. It's done at that point. I mean, within days. Your take.
Well, first of all, again, numbers that I've been told that the U.S. owes the Arab nations, especially the oil, petroleum exporting countries, this is the number. I'm not making missing decimals. Is $180 trillion. $180 trillion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Mike is talking about, the days of the petrodollar have officially ended, at least with Russia, with Iran, with China, and, you know, with the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China. But what is even more problematic, and this is what I really am astonished by, the word force majeure, M-A-J-E-U-R-E, simply is being talked about now in the annals of the international bankers. The Federal Reserve is nothing to do with the federal government. So there's an operation. Here's the name, Sandman. When a certain point is reached, and the international bankers will be the call, and they'll be the initiators on the plunger, when that happens, Mike, 131 nations will repudiate the U.S. dollar and refuse to take it within 1 hour. Because whatever time zone that button is pressed, it will be mutually stated. 131 nations. Now, Russia's been working overtime to buy a lot of gold, disengage themselves from the carelessness of massive amounts of debt. And we, the United States, is in derivative hell, and everything is repackaged so many times, IOUs upon IOUs upon IOUs upon IOUs. And in essence, when this operation, I want to make people clear, Sandman, obviously the sand in the Middle East, you know, the agreements are already signed. And I think that in the last, since Afghanistan, who could trust the United States? We have no allies. We have no friends. We have only I would call it national suicide to benefit the globalist New World Order. And if you look at the disheartening of the U.S. military, when you kick out 8,500 frontline pilots or 1,800 SEALs are told they're going to be kicked out of the Navy if they don't take the jab of death. And I want people to understand something. They used to consider the statement I made years ago as overreacting. I said, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. Now you have mainstream economic pundits wanting to basically shoot people, their words, not mine, who don't take the vaccination, the injection. So here's the thing, in the Middle East, and this number should stagger you, the gross domestic product of the United States. That means if you spent every cent everyone made, it'd take 6 years just to pay that off. And then if you dealt with the derivatives market, it's in the quadrillions of dollars. So you can see the only way to get rid of the debt is the way it's always happened in history is declare force majeure or come out with a new currency or whatever. And in this case, it'll be digital.
I just want to add to that. From my point of view, the markets have already crashed. They have been artificially pumped up on a financial ventilators ever since the Fed began quantitative easing. And now the Fed has just recently announced they're going to start, quote, tapering, which means they're going to spend less money buying up bonds and treasuries and essentially propping up the entire equities market. So folks, if you're watching this, you've got to understand that for years, the stock market has been essentially nothing but a projection of the Fed printing money and buying the market. And that's been in place for years. They're going to start tapering off of that, but the entire thing is artificial. And they're going to raise interest rates next year because they're trying to chase the inflation that's out of control, the PPI, producer price index, already at 9.6% officially. That's almost 10% on official numbers. Unofficially, it's over 25% inflation right now. They're not going to be able to chase that with a 0.5% increase in the Fed funds rate in March, which is the current announcement. So we are already living in a market that has imploded. It has completely failed. They're just they have it on life support, and they're starting to pull the plug on life support. So with that, Steve, we're talk to us about the financial reset. And as you know, they can do it on the timing they want. They can have it happen overnight. And we both believe they will. So what do you think that they're looking for in order to trigger that financial reset event that will freeze all banking transactions in the current system? You won't be able to get money out of an ATM. Food stamps won't work. All your deposits will be frozen. All the banks will be on, quote, holiday. What's their trigger for making that happen?
Well, I think the trigger was the fact, and I'm told of the meetings that took place. Again, I want to make it clear. I can only know all this stuff because people who are in those world want somebody to present it to the public. Mike, you know you have your sources. I have my sources. But the thing that will trigger it is no more debt ceilings being raised, okay? Because most Americans don't understand. We borrow all of our money from the Fed, which is basically a conglomerate of international bankers. And so we've reached the point of no return. And I want to concur with you. There are no markets that can be discovered. It's all manipulation. It's all manipulation. So when there's no marketable asset value that they can mark to market, then they can inflate. And I'll tell you what's going to happen to just to precious metals. I'm told that the decision's already been made to cut paper gold, paper silver, paper platinum. These would be futures contracts. These would be the value of storage receipts in half. In half. Because it used to be you could use liar's paper to collateralize loans. Liar's paper means you claim you have, let's say, a ton of gold or, a ton of silver, and that receipt that is stored in a warehouse would be good enough. I'm told they're going to basically mark that at half of the value. So if you got $1 billion worth of gold or silver, it's only going to be accepted if it's in paper, if it's in hand, full value. So what has been happening in the precious metals market is a manipulation in paper gold, paper silver, to drive down the spot price and then buy up the physicals. And there's a complete disassociation now with what gold and silver spot prices versus what it costs to get it, because it's supply and demand. But this is across the board. Russia has built their, obviously, they have commodities. So the new currency digital, something will have to be based on a commodity exchange. And that's what we're facing right now. And again, the stock market is a hypnotist amulet. Ladies and gentlemen, what Mike is just saying, if you earn $50,000 a year, you're going to need $65,000, 30% more, to break even. And Mike, even people that now have gone, quit working because the federal government stimulus, what happens when the stimulus ends? So the chaos, and I want people to understand this, on the back of the dollar bill, the new world order comes. That's what the seeing eye, the pyramid is. And basically, order out of chaos. We're seeing global chaos, and don't let the Great Reset, that's just horse manure. The idea that the global reset is just another name for the New World Order, the globalists, and so that's what it is. It's a New World Order, and it's not new. It's the Old World Order under Satan, who will come on the scene. He will basically declare to the world that he's God, actually Lucifer, in the form of the Antichrist, and the rulers of the world that have yielded their power to him think that they're going to basically end up the princes and the kings over the kingdoms of the earth.
So let's talk about metals. You brought that up, and also let's get into some crypto here as well. And let me introduce these topics. So first of all, in our world right now, every element, it seems, is skyrocketing in price, except gold and silver, which are suppressed because they are forms of money that are indicators of the financial sustainability or viability of the world. So right now, copper's through the roof, right? Aluminum, iron, and iron ore are still way over where they were in 2019. Nickel, platinum, you name it. But somehow gold and silver are incredibly suppressed because of the paper markets, as you said, because of the manipulation. They're playing mind games with the people, trying to make people think that, oh, you shouldn't put your money in silver and gold because it's boring. It doesn't go to the moon, which brings in crypto. So right now, what I'm seeing in crypto is this incredible just blow off, almost like an eruption of propaganda to say, people are saying, sell everything and buy Bitcoin, sell your house, sell your gold, they're saying, and buy Bitcoin, that Bitcoin's going to go to the moon. And that crypto is the future, that you shouldn't have anything physical. You should offload everything physical and just put it all into Bitcoin. Now, with that said, keep this in mind, folks, because here's what's happened in just the last week. The Russian Central Bank has just announced that they intend to outlaw all crypto in Russia. That's breaking news, at least as we're recording this. Also, the Tether stablecoin based in Hong Kong that actually purchases about anywhere from 2/3 to 80% of Bitcoin. That stablecoin has been sued in New York in a class action lawsuit that claims Tether only has 4% of the reserves it's supposed to have. And many people accuse Tether of being a digital fiat currency money printing machine that's been propping up the crypto ecosystem in the same way the Fed has been propping up the market. So the Fed's quantitative easing of buying up all the bonds and treasuries and so on is, in many people's minds, the same as Tether digital money printing, buying up Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of those coins. We are looking at simultaneous massive bubbles in both of these markets and also price increases in all commodities, while the suppression of gold and silver is a psychological operation to keep people out of gold and silver. Now, Steve, here's my question directed to you on this. The suckers who go along with the mainstream media narrative programming, they're going to end up with everything in the stock market or in crypto when the music stops. And they're going to have nothing in the real world. And that's the WEF. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Well, I say, Steve, yeah, most people will own nothing and they will be miserable. because they will realize it got taken from them. Your thoughts?
Since the beginning of history, gold and silver have been just measures that God himself created. Even in the book of Genesis, it said the gold of Ophir was good. Just measures. The problem with everything that's a paper-denominated asset, and it goes for cryptos and even computerized balance sheets of what you got in the bank, is basically it's in hyperspace. It does not exist in physical form. Now, here's where the people are really missing the boat, in my opinion. I don't know if you know this, but in the last 24 hours, China has just stated they're shutting down all their ports and all their exports. 80% of pharmaceuticals come from China. This is a big deal. And it's a big deal because even though you may be a crypto billionaire, you may be a stock market billionaire, unless you turn that to real assets. That's what's happening in Montana. It's happening in Texas too. People that have made a lot of money are turning it into physical assets. They want to own something, land, they want water. And Mike, in Bozeman, Montana right now, housing prices have, pun intended, gone through the sky, not through the roof, because there's no, if you're looking at a three-bedroom condo in Bozeman, two baths, just standard, brand new construction, you're looking at a million to a million two. And so the thing that people have got to understand is this: at the end of a day, what you going to want, whether it's food, whether it's medicine, whether it's a vehicle, or as the farmers are finding out, tractor parts aren't going to be available. So then you go into a barter-based economy, and gold and silver will have a world market. Obviously, that's why we have shortwave radios and also the Galileo news information sources for the satellite phones. And I think this is what people don't understand. How frustrating it is, will it be, and it truly is frustrating, if the power grid goes down, you're sitting on 5 million or put any numbers behind it, and there's no way to get into your account because you don't have any, you know, and they said, well, the power will eventually come up. Well, again, the problem is that when you hold gold or silver, it's physical tangibles. But again and again and again, if you can't hold it, you don't, you know, own it. And this is what's going to be true about everything. And what we're seeing right now is empty grocery shelves. I made a statement 2 years ago, and you heard it because you were at the conference, where we're moving from the realm of, you know, where you had an assortment of product, where you had a selection of product, to now availability of product. And it's a perfect, let's say, a fitting in to a fake economy that supermarkets are actually putting up cardboard cutout photographs of food to fill their shelves because there is no food to fill their shelves. And so again, you know, it doesn't matter. 2 million pounds of pork recalled, a million pounds of beef, all, and you know what? Nobody ever follows it up. That's all going into the bunkers and going into the frozen warehouses of the elite. Because in essence, America, we're being pillaged and plundered. And in my opinion, these entities who are so evil, so Luciferian, are going to take down this country, and they want to depopulate the country. The infamous Deagle report, Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E report, they want 200 million, actually almost 250 million people destroyed. And they're bragging about, and that's by the year 2025. So when we're talking about gold and silver, we're talking about real money. What's a warehouse worth of freeze-dried food worth if everybody's starving? And the answer to that is whatever anybody has to pay and whatever the person who has it's willing to sell it for. That's the basis of barter. That's the basis of economy, commerce.
Now, let's get into the cyber warfare attacks on the financial institutions. I think you actually kind of helped us segue right into that. And I want you to be thinking about, too, after that, let's talk about the social chaos effects of what happens when the financial infrastructure fails in America, which it will. So, but as for watchers here, Israel recently completed a 10-nation simulation cyber attack on financial institutions. This looks like another case where they're simulating something in order to take it live, in the same way that the pandemic was simulated by Bill Gates and you know, a bunch of fake news organizations and so on, and then they just rolled it out and made it live. What happens when the cyber warfare takes place against American and even Western European financial institutions? And there are two possibilities. It can be a false flag, self-inflicted attack that can be blamed on China or Russia or even North Korea for that matter. Or it could be an actual attack from China and Russia or one or the other, let's say, to cripple America in order to try to stave off, let's say, America attacking Russia in Ukraine. You know, maybe Russia would consider a first strike cyber attack to tell America to stop threatening Russia with, you know, ballistic missiles and so on. So, Steve, your thoughts on the cyber attacks on the financial institutions and what that means for the cascade of bank failures that would follow?
Well, first of all, most banks are connected to all of the major money lending banks. Banks have what are called overnight repurchase agreements. So when the net goes down, and we saw Amazon, and there were 63,000 computers, they never said where they were at, that were offline for 2 hours. We've seen multiple cyber attacks. We've seen every data bank of the credit agencies, maybe one exception, but the ones that really get it bad don't even talk about it. But we're seeing that the idea of computer safety or the safety of the clouds. I once said, Mike, and I want people to understand this, putting your information on the cloud is like offering everything you know, everything you have, to the people that want to basically steal it all. It was a CIA construct. It still is today. The thing about having something in your hand is critical. We watched it in the settling of the West. We watched people that would come out in the pioneer wagons, they would pool their money, hire a guide, and then they would go and get land, they'd build a life for themselves, villages and small towns would grow up to meet the need of that. And you know, now what we've got is we've got central planning. And ladies and gentlemen, all the beautiful wide open spaces, somebody somewhere has claimed it for their own. We live in billionaire acres now in Bozeman, Montana, and we have the wealthiest people in the world, and there's so many of the most expensive airplanes. I'm not bragging. I'm sad. I'm crying inside. We have the most expensive airplanes in the world flying into here for the third or fourth home, you know, because again, people want the last best place, but guess what? When the people who want the last best place are the ones that are, you know, pretty much bent on destroying the common man, and there is a true pride and arrogance amongst the elite. We saw it in Kamala Harris saying, you know, they're keeping record and tracks of the Trumpers to, you know, get rid of 120 million people. That's just an offshoot of the Weather Underground. So, Mike, what's happening is this. I believe with all my heart, God is exposing the fallacy, the fakeness, and the absolute absurdity of people calling something that doesn't exist worth something, and in essence, trading that which they could have to feed their families, to get out of Dodge, to do whatever. And I'm telling you, this is what's happening across the United States. Used cars are up, what, 25 to 30%. Obviously, the major car manufacturers shut down during COVID because of the chips. And it's all designed to make people no longer have the freedom to travel, the freedom to move, and what is really problematic in my world and should be a concern of everybody, they're already talking about a global shutdown. I'm advising everybody that's listening to this, that'll view this program, godly defiance versus satanic compliance. Don't go along with it again. It's fake. And Mike, we are at that point now. And so when you ask what will trigger it, what will trigger it is the, I'll call this, the ultimate contact point with greed. The ultimate contact point with greed will when people will understand that, in essence, the people, the international bankers will know that they pretty much got everything they can get, and then they shut it all down. And what that will lead to is anarchy and rebellion and basically a worst-case nightmare scenario in the streets of the United States of America.
Okay, we're going to get to that, Steve, but let's talk about Evergrande and the collapse of the Ponzi property developers in China, because there is already contagion risk that is spreading not only across China, but of course also to international bondholders that are holding the corporate paper. Not just Evergrande, also, by the way, there's Caixa and there are many other property developers that have been declared essentially in restricted default so far by Fitch and Moody's and others. It's going to go into full default at some point very soon. They can delay the full default, but they can't stop it. So there's going to be a ripple effect. And remember, most of these bonds, corporate bonds, they typically have a 30-day grace period. If you miss an interest payment, you have 30 days to make it up before it goes into default. So there are other institutions around the world, hedge funds, pensions, insurance companies, maybe even other banks or central banks that hold Evergrande paper. As those payments are not arriving, the interest payments from Evergrande, those other institutions themselves owe other payments on the debt they've issued because it's highly leveraged. Well, those payments have a 30-day grace period as well. So about every 30 days, there's going to be a wave of defaults throughout the year 2022 and beyond. Steve, my question to you is, how big of an effect do you think this is going to happen because of the existence of so much leverage inside the financial institutions that learned nothing from the subprime mortgage collapse in 2008? They learned nothing.
Well, first of all, Mike, it's going to affect everything when people quit lying about it. Nobody wants to talk about their derivative exposure or their just general exposure to Evergrande bonds or Evergrande overnight this's and that's. In essence, they will trigger the default that will spread throughout the world. David Wilkerson and others have talked about it, the financial crash, and quite candidly, you know, again, the force majeure will have to take place. So the reason that it's all staying up is everybody's lying. This is what was told to me by someone who's very much involved in the international funds transfer world. And he said, once, if there was ever a forensic audit, Mike, you would see domino after domino after domino, but as long as people will accept lies, and that's why it's covered up to such a great degree, the problem is again, they're talking about what's on the surface, but nobody's dealing with the derivative financial instruments that are written against the underlying what were called supposed assets and good commercial paper.
Thank you for watching 2022 Battlefield America, brought to you by Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. We are free speech platforms, and you are free to not only speak your mind and post your own videos on Brighteon.com, you're also free to repost this video series on your own channels or other platforms. Just give us credit here at Brighteon.com so we can continue to create more amazing docu-series videos like this and bring them to you free of charge. Also, I provide a daily podcast update that's also free. It's on Brighteon.com each day, Monday through Friday. It's under the channel HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. And there I bring you a detailed analysis of the most important news items of the day and how it's going to impact us as we try to navigate and survive this global war against humanity that's being waged right now before our very eyes. Just go to Brighteon.com each day to find that podcast. And also check out the amazing lineup of live shows and hosts each day on Brighteon.tv. And there we have Pastor Leon Benjamin, and we have Ann Vandersteel. We've even got Patrick Byrne and many other hosts who have shows, amazing shows, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's free of charge, streaming on Brighteon.tv. Finally, we also have free downloadable audiobooks. You can get right now. There's no charge. You can download the MP3 audio files to your local device or computer, plus a downloadable printable transcript in a PDF document that you can get for free. One book is called The Global Reset Survival Guide, and another one's called Survival Nutrition. These books are filled with extremely valuable life-saving information, and they cost you nothing. You can get them right now by going to naturalnews.com and clicking on the audiobooks link at the top of the page. More audiobooks are coming, by the way, including books about preparedness, survival, and the global warfare that now seems about to break out across our planet. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the founder of Natural News. I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I'm going to do my best to keep bringing you information like this with amazing guests like Steve Quayle and others using this platform to help fight for humanity on Team Humanity, as frankly, we're fighting for our very survival right now in a global depopulation, genocidal, ethnic cleansing campaign that has targeted human civilization for extermination. Thank you for watching, and thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you all. Take care.